Well, I'm trying to get down that canyon. It could be an issue.
Okay, welcome, everybody. It is December 30th. Holy schmoly.
Yeah.
2 o'clock, December 30th, 2025. This is a work session of the Cottonwood Heights Parks and Recreation Service Board of Trustees.
Is it a work session?
Work session.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Work
Hi,
session.
Hiya.
So,
it's a public meeting either way.
Yeah.
Hi,
all trustees are present today, and we are going to begin with the talk of the 2026 Board of Trustee responsibilities. Are we doing that first?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. Or we can do that. We can talk about it later. Yeah.
Is it the positions, or are there other things that are coming up?
Other things that are both.
Okay.
Let's start with number two, if that's okay.
Okay.
And then we'll...
Number two is the discussion to discuss the recruitment of the executive director position.
Perfect. So, Melissa, as the HR director, I put in my notice, was it a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to get that posted pretty fast. The idea behind posting it was to make sure that we just started the transparency process of the position being open. We've got a number of applicants that have applied, both internally and externally. But I just wanted to make sure that the Board of Trustees is, I'm sure the experienced Board of Trustees are aware, and since Jen is here as the incoming trustee, some of the major responsibilities the Board of Trustees have is over the budget, over policy, and over appointing the executive director. So it doesn't happen very often. This will be the fourth if you count the first, or maybe the fifth time that this has happened. But we want to be transparent, as that is definitely up to the trustees. So as my last day being January 23rd, I'd like to be a part of it as much as the trustees would like me to be, on vetting applicants and giving my experience. As well as, I think it's critical that you use our HR director to assist you in this role. Usually the HR director falls underneath the executive director, and but as things get wonked out, as we're looking for a new one, HR director needs to assist the trustees as much as possible during this process, so that we don't violate any of the rules or regulations that the board should be following.
Maybe you could discuss some of those rules and regulations right now.
Just kind of what kind of questions you can ask.
Yeah.
And consistent questions.
Yeah. An interview process of what questions you would ask. Also, anytime the Board of Trustees is gathered, right, we've got to have it be posted 24 hours in advance, and that includes any interviewing that would happen.
And scores, if we rate them.
Yep. What I'd like to do now, unless there's other questions, I think typically we go into a work set, we go into a closed meeting at the end, but I'd like to go into a closed meeting so we can discuss some of the characters of competence and health of individuals, and we can do that in a closed meeting. And I think then we'll come back into the work session. Unless there's anything else that we need to talk about before we go into the closed meeting. Once we come back in, we're still on this agenda item. We're still in this board meeting. But you can go into a closed meeting, come right back out, come back in, come back out as much as the board needs to. It doesn't have to be at the end like we typically do on our thing. So. So that's what I would ask for us to do next, unless there's some general questions that we can answer.
Okay.
Just wait for Barty to clear his call, because we'll take a vote.
Yeah, because we got a vote to go into a closed session. And then you're able to pull out some of that. Okay.
So it's open until closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering, are you closing it?
It's open until filled. Or open till closed. So open till closed.
Open till filled.
Okay.
So at some point you need to say we're going to take
just
a group.
Trying to give you $1,000.
Oh, okay.
So Bart, we need a vote from the trustees to go into a closed meeting.
Go on to the next.
Okay. Well, I would entertain a motion.
I'd so move that Don't we have it in writing somewhere? We have to
just the closed meeting. No, but that's if we're going
to move into a closed meeting.
Second.
Patty, how do you vote?
Yes.
Bart?
Yes.
Dan is a yes.
Okay, so we'll shut off the recording and enter it into a closed meeting.